It used to be called Fast Track Trade Authority. The Bush administration calls it Trade Promotion Authority. Despite the name change, the effect remains. Trade Promotion Authority, or TPA, gives the president power to negotiate trade agreements and present them to Congress for a yes or no vote, no amendments allowed. President Clinton's TPA expired in 1994, and Congress refused to renew it. President Bush wants TPA, and Senator Bob Graham, a Florida Democrat, has introduced a bill that would give it to him. Senator Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why is it so important to the White House to get TPA right now?
Well, I think it's important to the United States that we get back to the negotiating table on trade. The United States has the most open markets in the world, and therefore the effect of these negotiations will be inevitably to bring other markets to a greater level of parity with the United States, giving us greater access for the sale of our agricultural, industrial, and products and services. So this is an important economic issue for the United States. It's an important issue for the Bush administration because it realizes that unless the president has this authority to negotiate under the arrangements of Fast Track, that other nations are not going to be willing to go to the negotiating table with the United States.
Okay, so why is there a problem in giving it to the president?
Well, the problem relates to several things. One, there is a segment of America which feels that expanded trade is not in our interest, that the United States has not been advantaged by recent trade agreements. There's another a group who feels that trade policy has to be looked at in an expanded way, particularly to include issues such as labor rights and environmental standards. I share some of that feeling, and therefore in the legislation that we've introduced, we provide that labor and environmental issues would be a first-tier matter of negotiation for our United States trade representatives, but we do not go the next step of dictating what the result of that negotiation has to be as it relates to labor and environment.
Maybe if you took that extra step, you'd get your bill through.
No, I think what we've tried to do is to recognize that these are legitimate issues, and there is some objection to even doing that, but leave the flexibility with the U.S. trade representative as to how to negotiate, and we have increased the participation of Congress in these negotiations in order to give some assurance to members of Congress that they won't pass an authorization bill to the president, and then the next time they'll see it, it's when it's a done deal, a signed trade agreement on which they only have a yes or no vote.
What are the prospects for the Senate to pass this?
Uncertain, and the real battle is going to be in the House of Representatives. The Senate has passed trade bills by substantial majorities in the last few years, whereas everyone has been a razor-thin margin in the House of Representatives, and I believe it'll be the same way in 2001 on Trade Promotion Authority.
Well, the president should have more support in the House, shouldn't he?
No, the House has been more closely divided on the basic issue of whether trade is in the United States' interest or not. In the House, there are more people who feel that the United States has not had a competitive advantage in our sale of products and services, and therefore we shouldn't be further opening up our markets. I disagree with that position. I think the United States has demonstrated in the last few years that it is it's the most efficient economy in the world, and therefore will be the most competitive in an open market economy.
Senator, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much, Bob.
Senator Bob Graham, a Democrat from Florida.